Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is cracking down on illegally dumped fish waste, warning the public of fines as well as the potential for attracting bears. With South Central Alaska salmon fisheries well underway, the department is reminding anglers and dip netters to dispose of fish waste properly. Discarding fish waste on public or private property or along roads, pull-offs, and trails can attract bears into residential areas and result in fines ranging from $300 to $1,000, the department said in a press release. In Anchorage and on the Kenai Peninsula, fish waste is illegally discarded each year in vacant lots, green belts, and along city streets and lake shores. Anchorage area wildlife biologist Corey Stantorf believes many people who dump fish waste don't realize the danger they create for themselves or others. The Central Peninsula Landfill also accepts fish waste free of charge from 8 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. 7 days a week in summer. The Nikiski Senior Center may be getting some new housing units courtesy of appropriated funds from a recent bill in the U.S. Senate. According to a recent announcement from the Senate Appropriations Committee, if the bill is passed, $1 million would be set aside to expand the Nikiski Senior Center's available senior housing to 16 units. Currently, there are 8 units in the Senior Shore Apartments at the Senior Center with a 32-applicant waitlist, which would be partially curtailed by the addition of the new 8 units. John Walker, the Nikiski Senior Center Assistant Director, said that development of the new units has already begun by clearing the land where they will be built. However, $1 million in federal dollars would go a long way toward pushing the project across the finish line.
We're very hopeful. It's huge for us. We've got the land cleared. We pre-purchased, a septic system and pre-purchased a bunch of gravel for leveling. Even as we got funding, we were trying to do little bits and pieces.
The need for additional funding is critical, as Walker says costs for another 8-unit complex are prohibitively more expensive than those of the first units built for the center.
So we're looking at another $3.4 million needed to complete this housing project, and because costs have tripled since we built the last set of 8 here about, I think it was 2009, 2010, somewhere in that region.
The Transportation, Housing, and Urban Development Bill forwarded to the Senate floor last week funds an array of projects and programs to address Alaska's needs across all modes of transportation, affordable housing, and critical community infrastructure. An NSTAR natural gas project to replace gas lines in one of the older residential areas of the Kenai Peninsula is nearly 70% complete. The utility company's Kenai Gas Line Replacement Project began earlier this year in the neighborhoods around Forest Drive and Spruce Drive in Kenai and aims to wrap up in the fall. The project is being completed in 3 overlapping phases. In the first phase, which began in March, NSTAR crews began installing new gas pipelines. The second phase, which ran concurrent with the first, involved replacing customer service lines. Finally, crews are decommissioning the replaced infrastructure as new lines are activated. According to the project webpage, NSTAR is about 60% or more complete on 2 of the 3 segments, keeping dipnet season in mind, and is expected to complete the project by the end of August.
We are in the final quadrant of that project,
said NSTAR Communications Director Lindsay Hobson.
This is a project to replace aging infrastructure, and I think a key mission for us at NSTAR is safe and reliable service, and so updating those service lines and mains is definitely a key part of that.
The old natural gas pipelines are nearly 70 years old, and aging pipelines are susceptible to leaks, damage from earthquakes, and freezing, thawing grounds. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.